Hello and welcome to MOAS.
The water, the wave, the sea. Many people, they lose their fence, but it's not easy. God is with me. I just crossed my heart.
That's Promise describing her experience crossing the Mediterranean. This month, we're talking to the people who are part of the migration phenomenon, those making the journey and those welcoming them. Let's begin by listening to the voices of the people MOAS has rescued from the Mediterranean. We hear about why they left, their experiences and their dreams. We're dropping you into the search and rescue zone, the still blue Mediterranean Sea. A call has come through from the Maritime Rescue Coordination Center in Rome. A number of overloaded rubber dinghies have been spotted. Over 100 souls on each. The Phoenix is on the scene.
Rubber boat by your vessel?
We're coming to take the people on board.
The two rubber boats, right?
We're coming to the first one that you distributed life jackets already.
No. This one is safe. This one is safe. And we take on board the guys from the migrant boat too. And on your port side, you see two more migrant vessels.
Yes, we see.
If you take care about them, we try
to...
I am from Cameroon. I am 24 years old. Life in Libya is very hard to we blacks. Strangers, they are not welcome in Libya. It's very strong. That is the reason why we try to cross by any way. So it's very difficult to any strangers in Libya to live because there is no stability. There is war anymore. Everybody make his own law in Libya, so it's not easy to us.
4, 5, 6, 7. And the Kerbe, Merba, Hamsa, Sitta, Sabat, Minya, Desa, Ash.
Oh, sit down! 1-1! Oh, the money.
Go there.
My name is Rosemary and I'm from Anambra West. I'm 20 years old. My journey so far is true, suffering is true. You know, before you get to your success, you have to suffer. All the way from desert, we suffer so much to this place. Even when we left Libya to the sea, we spent almost 14 hours in the sea. We spent 14 hours in the sea and which our boat have started leaking and a block breaking boat. We are just praying to God to make us to get to our destination. But we thank God today for life.
Everybody like you, same like you, wait. There is a doctor.
Wally Kor, I'm from Gambia. I lose my parents very early, that's why. I was going to school. I don't have money to pay. So I went up to grade 9. So I did not have paid. So no what to do. So that's the time I leave school. I have no job. So that's why I say that this, I have no solution to do. This is why I follow this road. Yeah, this journey is not easy. Because sometimes you come, you go. Because for me, I go on job. The job I have some, so I pay. Sometimes you go on job, they will not pay you. Or this bandits, they will come and take your money. Then you go. This road is not easy, definitely. We definitely tired in this road. Well, I so to live it. Living is not easy. We suffered there a lot.
My name is Happy. I'm from Nigeria. I'm 23 years old. The reason that I decided to leave my country, I saw people running down, that they are going to Libya. So I run down with them. When I got there, they said that she went to Lapa Lapa. So I run down with them also. That's why I'm here. I don't have where to stay. There's no father, no home, nothing, nothing. That's why I'm here. I feel good, but it's God's grace that God, I was crying that God should help me. But the way I live home, I don't have father, I don't have brothers. I was born with fire accident, candle enter our house. And everywhere I was born, with my brothers, with my sister. So I feel good when I was in the Helios. I was okay.
Before he leaves, he said, go to the north, show us a couple of stars, you need to follow those stars. When the sun starts to rise, you need to let the sun in your right and go this way. So, after 2 hours, the sea was a little bit calm, there is no big wave. The second hour, the wave started to become a little bit bigger. Over 2 hours later, the fuel, we have barrels, small barrels. The first one was finished. We changed it to the second one. There were 8 of them. 2.5 hours later, the sun started to rise. And the wave became bigger and bigger. And we were all monitoring the barometer, looking for maybe a pirate would come. And it will be a problem because they will rob us, take our money, if you have money, phones, stuff like that. And then they will take the engine and the fuel, and most probably they will damage the boat. That's what they do normally. So we were thinking of that for the whole journey. Until it's around 6:30, things started to become even better. Sun was fine, and we moved 3.5 hours. We thought we may make it off Libyan water to the international water. 20 minutes later, we started to saw something looked like a ship or something like that. But we started to panic because we thought it's Libyan boat. Because they told us we will get to the international water after 4 hours, mm-hmm. 5 hours. But because we started our journey moving to the west, we thought we maybe need 5 hours. So it's a little bit earlier. So it was for us, it was 100% Libyans. So people started to panic and stand, and that make the boat not stable. They were about to throw the boat.
Yeah. Mahmoud. My wife is Dua. My daughter is Rital. We are came from Syria to Sudan to Libya. We start journey in the boat, in the wooden boat from Sabrata to Italy. For boat journey, we are pay 600 euro, maybe more, a little, for each one. For this, either, for baby, we are pay. To get some stuff, we are pay. To get our stuff, we are pay. If you want to get your stuff to boot, you have to pay. If you want, you throw it in the water, come another person. From the Syria to this point, more than 10,000 euro. More than 10,000 euro. And we try in Libya to go to UN to ask if he just he didn't accept us because I'm and not registration maybe in the UN refugees. They say you have to registration from beginning, and when the time is come, maybe it took 1 year. 1 year we couldn't stay in Libya. 1 year we couldn't. If sometimes, actually, I want to tell you something honestly. Sometimes when you see beautiful woman in Libya, just took it. Nothing, kidnapping, maybe.
They try to take your wife?
No, me no. Actually, me no. And I didn't, anyone stole my stuff from me, phone, money. For me, no. But I heard and I saw another people.
Syrian?
Syrian, just boys, not girls. He took our phone, cell phone, especially before the journey of water. Especially. When we are, when you saw the Libyan family, all family, we more respect with us.
My son is Silmar. We come from Syria. I'm a teacher. I was a teacher in Syria. I'm studying English, or exactly translation. When I work of my specialized, the wear is fired, and we decide to come here. We went to Sweden because my husband here, when the wear is fired, very fired in Syria, and my family's died. We could not anything after that. Anyone. We could not anyone after that because we decided to adventure about the sea and travel to my husband and my son. We go from Syria to Libya. We stay in Libya a month. And we decide to come here to go to Europe, to Sweden, about the sea. When we go from Libya, the terror is very terrible. We watch the die in front of eyes, and we saw my son also very tired. But I want from you and from all people you watch me help us, help the Syrian, help the people of Syria, not just me, not just my sister, all people of Syria.
My name is Bright. I'm 19 years old.
I'm from Nigeria. I feel good because we are from because there was the very stress. They are very stressful. The things there are very hard, difficult. So I decided to find my way to Libya so I can come to Europe. Yeah, things are very hard there in Nigeria. So that's why. So I can be able to help my family and all. They're in Benin, in Edo State, Nigeria. They are not too fine because things are very difficult. Hardship, food, and the rest. So I decided to help them. They are my blood, so I can't leave my family to die or I have no food to eat. Father and mother go to farm and all. Things are very difficult for us to eat. So no money. So I decided to take the risk.
And I'm from Nigeria. My future dream in Italy, because in Nigeria I was dreaming of becoming a doctor. Yeah, a science student, which is science laboratory technology. That's what I wanted to be in Nigeria. But due to not taking one of school, you need to take bribe before getting to school. No money to take the bribe. So my hope stopped there. But I know when I get to my destination, I will pursue my dream.
My name is Matthias Frank. My future dream is to make to share my own, whatever I have in this world, to affect others so that they will not be having such urge to take this risk again. Because when you are poor, your morale of thinking that time is how to commit crime. But when you have something or have somebody that is supporting you, you will not be thinking of to do evil or taking such risk.
What do you wish for your son and for your baby that you have in your womb?
Just life in peace, just life in peace. In a place, continuous, full peace, just.
We are really happy that we left Libyan territory. And we are happy now because there is a nightmare just over. We're starting a new page and there is a hope. We hope that things will be better from now on. That's what we feel. There is a saying, do not cross the bridge until you get there. So now I'm thinking, considering to get there first, I need to get shower, I need to get food, something like that. Then I will start to think.
My future dream to be a great woman, to be a great, a wonderful woman. That is my future. I need money, I want to work and have money so I will go back to my country and do some things and come back. That is my future. I want to become a great somebody in life.
What you've just listened to is a glimpse at why people leave their homes and the violence and exploitation they face on the way. This is real. The risks are real. Not simply words inked in academic text. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we're heading to the German city of Erfurt, speaking to the refugees who've arrived there and the people who've welcomed them in. Until then, you can follow us on our social media. Check out our latest updates on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Audioboom, and iTunes. Or you can support our rescue missions by giving whatever you can to help us save lives at sea. From all of us here at MOAS, goodbye.